You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tonight's topic is a very important topic, not only in the world of medical halakha, but in general, based upon what's available today in the medical world at large, especially when it comes to treating sicknesses that up until now were basically not treatable or very unlikely for the medical world to succeed in being able to save this person. So the official title tonight here is the concept of the treatment of people who are deathly ill, people who have been diagnosed to have what's called chaya shah, which means momentary, minimal life yet, left on the face of this earth. You'll see very shortly what they're talking about, that they have 48 hours or 72 hours left, and some say even if they have 6 months left, but there's no question they have a deteriorating disease that's going to kill them, and they're not going to live for very long. And the question arises that, and I'll show you inside the actual tshuvos, if there is a medicine on the marketplace, if there is a surgical procedure on the marketplace that has, in certain cases, treated this illness that this person is sick with and has, in fact, saved that person. But the problem is, statistically, that's not the usual outcome. Even using this medicine, using this surgery, the overwhelming majority of patients do not survive with this medicine. And to make things worse, not only they don't survive through this medical treatment or surgical treatment, but if they would have not been treated at all, they would have lived a certain period of time, whether it's weeks, whether it's a couple of months. But this type of medical treatment or surgery is so dangerous that many people end up, if they don't die quickly after this surgery or medical treatment, they might die actually during the surgery or the medical treatment. So whatever chayishah they naturally had has been wiped out by allowing themselves to undergo this medical treatment. Are you, number one, mechuyev because of the mitzvah rapi rape, which I taught you a couple of weeks ago, brings a chov upon the doctor to treat somebody who's deathly ill, and a chov upon the patient to search and seek out medical treatment if they are deathly ill? Are you mechuyev to undergo such a type of medical treatment? Or is it purely an option to do such? Or perhaps option number three, maybe it's prohibitive. Maybe it's as if you're committing suicide based upon the statistics, and the doctor, ironically, Kalafi Shema, might be looked upon as a murderer performing such a dangerous operation or giving such a dangerous medicine to this person. So, like anything else in halakha, as time goes on and as medicine expands and all types of new things develop, especially in the world of cancer care and cancer treatment, all different types of protocols are developed each and every day. My experience with my wife, Aharon Shalom, when it comes to dealing with one of the premier medical institutions in this world, the major cancer center in New York City, there's no question that there are all different types of protocols that are tried on the patients there that are not 100% tried and tested and approved by the FDA, but a lot of the treatments they give the patients over there in Sloan Kettering are what we call trials. And there's level number one, there's level number two, there's level number three before it's even approved by the FDA. So the question is, halakha l'maaseh, are you allowed to even undergo a trial that hasn't even been given official approval yet by the organization that gives the official approvals? All of this will be handled tonight very quickly in the shir, so listen carefully as we get into this.
Just to give you a light note on that.
Yeah.
years ago, I had a patient came to my office. She said she had treatment years ago and she's fine. I said, "Where did you go?" She said, "Sloan's Catering."
Sloan's Catering. I hope you like the salami there. In any event, sometimes I wonder if they treat it like a catering establishment, the way they sometimes talk about the new trial, as if they're giving you a new smorgasbord, a new menu, to basically treat your illness. And anyway, let's get back to this. So the in the Makaras sheets that I have in front of you that I get out tonight, so I'm going to, since the time is limited, get to the page and the Shela, where the Shela is posed. Some of these minor comments I showed you a couple of weeks ago when we were dealing with the concept of treating terminal patients. But there are pages 7, 8, and page number 9, which we did not touch at that time, which really are the pages upon which this specific Shela is really, really developed. I want to start with page number 8, because I'm going to go to the tshuva of the Gadol Hadar of the 1700s, the author of the Shelson Tshuva Shavuos Yaakov, who in actuality, which is basically the tshuva on the bottom of the page, we see D-E-F-G, where he was asked a question, and really it's the question posed to him that you see the dramatics of what we're talking about when it comes to refuah over here. So let me read you the Shela Ayin Hei. The Shavuos Yaakov in his time was not only a leading posek, like the finds in the fifth generation, but when it came to medicine and halakha, he did a lot of writing on medicine and halakha in the 1700s, which is not what we have today in medical capacities, but nevertheless, he was one of the experts of that time. And he's still close to this day in halakha literature, Ba Ardu Bela. Shela Ayin Hei, listen to what he says. Meirefe Mumcha al Chola Echad. The Shela was from an expert doctor concerning the specifics of person, Shechola Shechola Shekara Lemuspo, who has a sickness that's reached a level that he is terminally ill, and there's no question he's very close to dying from this specific sickness. The Kol HaReifim Oindim Shevada Yomus Toch Yom Oyumayim. When it comes to how much longer time he has to last on the face of this earth, the majority of doctors, approximately all doctors who've seen him and analyzed him, have come to the conclusion he might have a day or two left on the face of this earth. So he has 24 to 48 hours left based upon how sick this person is. However, owned him, they basically have a medical assumption Shiyesh od refuah achas, that there's still one specific medicinal treatment, she'efsha she'yisrapim l'cholyav, that has the possibility of curing even this sickness, even at this stage of the sickness, that it has the potential perhaps to heal him. Gan efsha lehetech shin what yulau v'yikach harefuazu, that if, in fact, you allow him to undergo this medical treatment, if it doesn't succeed in helping him, what's going to be the result? Yomus miyad, he'll die almost immediately, or tekshah shtayim. So the 24 to 48 hours, which was his chayeshah, is now going to be reduced to an hour and two. So you're really cutting away whatever natural life he would have had if he wouldn't have done anything. So the question is, in Mutter Lassas of Huzu, is it permissible as a doctor to do this treatment? Is it Mutter as a patient to submit yourself to this treatment? Or worried about the concept of momentary life? The Shevat Tas Ogif, maybe in a case like this, that is so volatile when it comes to the likelihood of a lack of success, maybe just go to the faith healing mode and just shlach lachmo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, because if anything, you're doing this, whatever minimal life you had left, you're literally terminating by undergoing this medical treatment. In my life as a Rav and as a medical ethicist over the years, I had a shayla, over the years, many shaylas like this. There's still one. I'll tell you a story at the end of the shiur today that happened perhaps over 40 years ago when I was a rabbi still in Hillcrest. When I had a shaila like this that was quite interesting, and I'll get to that when I come to the maskana. So this was the shaila. Now, the question is, you want to jeopardize chayei shah by taking this medical treatment. So my first question is, how do Chazal value chayei shah, momentary life? Is the mitzvah of rapi rape, is the mitzvah hatzalus nafashos applicable to even a person who's so wounded, so sick, so ill, so damaged, that they only have chayei shah left? You want the mechalel Shabbos as such a person. So what I want to show you is I want you to have the turn in the Maror Makamos to page number 9. And on page number 9 in the Sefer Yoma, you have on Pehe Amar Aleph, the famous Gemara of the building collapse that took place in the narrative of this specific sugya on Shabbos Kodesh. The whole bunch of people that were in the structure, the building collapsed. There were Jews in the structure, there were non-Jews in the structure. And Hatzalah comes to the scene, whatever Hatzalah was at the time of the Gemara. And these medical workers see a lot of people's bodies and body parts sticking out of the rubble. And they notice one guy, who they know is a Jew, that he is caught under this rubble, very, very seriously wounded. In fact, when the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in the world of Halacha, I'll tell you what, you look in Simen Shin Chaf Tes, in Arachayim, in Hilchos Shabbos, you'll see where it's put down by the Mechaber. The term used by the Mechaber is Merutzatz Malka, which means his cranium was crushed. His brain has undergone major damage. And they are evaluating it based upon what they see happen to this person, especially with the medical capacities of that time period. This person ain't going to survive the Shabbos. He's not going to live the Shabbos. He might live a little bit, an hour or two, whatever it might be, but he ain't going to survive to any Shabbos in the future. So the question is, this person has chayei shah. Are they mechuyev based upon loisamen adam reacha? Based upon the pasuk losuchu l'hisalei? Based upon the mitzvah rapi rapi? Based upon the pasuk hashiv roslach, shavas aguf? Are they mechuyev to try to keep this person's chayei shah around as long as possible? And to mechalel chilul Shabbos deraisa and excavating him from this rubble, whatever it takes, so you limit the trauma, limiting the trauma and the pain will perhaps prolong his life, maybe a couple more hours, but he ain't going to survive. What's the halacha? So the Gemara Paschim is right over here where it says basically 9a. He says, Matsu chai, they saw that there's signs of life still in this person. But even though the person only has momentary life yet, there's no way they're going to survive more than a couple of hours. They're surely not going to be surviving for another Shabbos. You are mechuyev according to halacha because of pikuach nefesh and suffered pikuach nefesh, even tzvek's fakers of pikuach nefesh, to do what you can to extricate him, alleviate the trauma and this condition momentarily, because when it comes to life, every life is of infinite value, and the chiddush of this Gemara is every minute of life is of infinite divine value. After all, we're created by Tzelem Elokim. So if that's the case, this Gemara seems to say that we look upon chayei shah as something upon which the mitzvah of hatzalas nafashos applies. And therefore, if that's the case, we have to ask ourselves if the medical treatment we're going to treat this person with is going to not help that chayei shah, but has the possibility, based upon the shaila posed to the Shos Yaakov, to jeopardize and shorten that chayei shah from 2 days to max, perhaps an hour or two, are we allowed? Doesn't that seem to run against this Gemara? The Gemara says, that would seem to be the simple interpretation. I do want to mention to you that I am not naive to think that any type of medicine you take or any type of operation you go does not have the potential to endanger life. I taught you, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago when we were dealing with the topic of refuos, a famous statement mentioned by one of the French polytheists, Rav Chaim HaKoyen, in which he asks a simple question. The question he poses is that I showed you in the Makara sheets in front of you that there are two major Makaras of the mitzvah of practicing medicine. One is the Rapi Arape, the conscientious work of Rapos, which is the Gemara in Mesechta's government. You then have the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Hashevosalo, Hashavis Haguf, giving a person's body back to them, which means returning a person's body back to them, healing them, curing them, is another mitzvah of refuos and hatzolos nefashos. And the Gemara, in fact, when it comes to Hashevosalo, says, not only is that a mitzvah when it comes to giving a person medical care, medicines, doing operations, but if you're an expert swimmer and the person is drowning in a flood, you can jump in, you have the capacity to go and pull the person out and save them. Or you're one of these Kamehameha, very powerful and very muscular fighting individuals, and somebody's about to be mugged, and you're going to go in and take these muggers and show them what a professional boxer or wrestler or somebody of your stature is able to do to save this person. Or a person's about, but obviously, to be mauled by animals, and you have a certain talent with animals to protect this person and save this person. The Gemara says explicitly, the Sefer Sanhedrin, the Hashavos Haguf therefore mandates you, based upon Hashavos Haguf, and based upon the Samana Damrachim, to intervene and to save this person. That's independent of medical care and, in actuality, a surgery or a medicine. And in fact, the Rambam and many Gedolim hold that that's the ikamaka for the mitzvah of practicing medicine as well. Like the Rambam says, what's the nafkamina with the amatzo begufo, bivamono, or bechachmasa? Bechachmasa means a doctor. Gufo means physical stamina and strength. So Rav Chaim HaKoyen asks a gavaldik akasha. It always bothered me when I started this topic many, many years ago. Once you have the powerful sugya in the Sechtes Sanhedrin of Hashivosel, the mitzvah Hashavas Haguf, what in the world do you need the Gemara in the Sechtes Baba Kama to say, Amar Rabbi Shema, Rapi Rapi, be conscientious and just love the rabbis? What do I need that Gemara for? The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a much more general klal, Hashavas Haguf, which includes medical care as the makar for the mitzvah of treating a person medically and other ways, that's all the fashais. The Gemara Baba Kama, or Baba that has the Rapi or Rape, seems to be extra and superfluous. To which Rav Chaim HaKoyen answers that it's not superfluous. The medical care, even though it's inferred in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as I mentioned, Hashav v'Saguf, but there's a chiddush that medicine has that the other cases in the Sechta Sanhedrin do not have. And he says it very succinctly. When you're matzel somebody drowning from a flood, or being mauled by animals, or being mugged by people who are muggers, the one who's being put in pesakana more than they were up until now is the matzel, the saver. The person is the nitzal, they're in gehakut tzadas. So you're involving yourself, it's not going to make them in a greater sakana. So the one who the real shale is upon is the matzel, not the nitzal. When a person undergoes any type of medical care, whether it's taking pills or medicine, and surely undergoing surgery, you know as well as I do, and many of you are doctors over here, that not everybody responds to medicine the same way. Some people have, unfortunately, allergic reactions they're not even aware of. And how many times, you know, I go to a doctor, you go to a doctor, who are not, you know, ones who are not doctors here, they ask you, are you allergic to penicillin? Some people are. And if you give penicillin, it ain't going to help him, it's going to even kill him. People die from eating nuts. So if that's the case, medical care, when it comes to ministering medicines, what's merapi, one person can kill somebody else. You're going to have an allergic reaction based upon your body chemistry. With surgery, alach tzkama v'kama. The person can undergo a surgery and hemorrhage to death. Something could happen when it comes to the incision, and you might accidentally cut more than you're supposed to. So, Rav Chaim HaKohen says, I would have said to myself, that maybe only the Hatzalas mentioned the Gemara Masech, the Sanhedrin, which don't involve Sakhanamot to the Nitzal, are you Mechliv Yud B'Teres Natsa. But to put a Chola, whose death will yield into even greater life-threatening yield, by giving them very dangerous, poisonous medicines, to kill the bacteria, to kill the germs, to destroy the cancer, who says I could put them in greater danger to save their life, or put them through a very dangerous surgery where it makes them even more in danger than they were if they wouldn't have done the surgery? Who gave you the right to do such? So it says of Chaim HaKohen, that's the Gemara, in Masechtas Bava Kama, and Yishmael Dash is Rafi Rafi, we can't shenitin reshus l'rofu l'rapais. That Gemara is the answer to the question. That God says, I'm giving you a divine permissibility to even as a doctor, based upon your medical science of your time, which you mechuyev to investigate, to figure out, the chokhmas hateva, to utilize it for the benefit of mankind, that I'm giving you the permission that this is a try, test, and medical procedure, which I mentioned very shortly was called the Raful Baduka, even though there are potential hazards and side effects that can happen, that I'm giving you the allowance to put the patient under that endangerment momentarily for the sake of their fools. That's why they're going to use the Lashon Rishus. I'm giving you the divine sanction. The Gemara Sanhedrin, you could not have come to that Svara. Here, I'm giving you the divine right to do such. As Rav Kook says, medicine, he calls it a Chochma Mesupekes. You know, with all these fake-ups, you know, is it going to be good or not be good? But with medical treatment 20 years ago, now we look back and say, how crazy were we to think that that's medical care? Today we realize it's impossible. From saying medicine changes, medicine grows, more information becomes available to us. Why am I mentioning this? Because quite obviously from this we see that medical care was understood even by the Rishonim to be in dangerous to a person's life. And nevertheless, you have a divine sanction to do such. So therefore, the obvious question I'm asking myself, now that I know of this Rav Chaim HaKohen, I know his deity, the Gemara Bava Kama, and all of that oneness, so why am I even asking the Sheva tonight? I mean, every medical treatment that you do has the potential of shortening whatever life that person has by the person having a negative reaction to it. And nevertheless, what did the Gemara say? Nitin Rishus, as a doctor, if your Chachma says that this is the way to go, you're allowed to do such. So, Chai Yishof, from that Gemara, seems can be challenged by medical treatment based upon a divine Rishus given to you. So why am I even asking the Sheva? But now I'm going to come to the Ika point. The Ika point is, there is danger and there's danger. And there's success and there's success. When Chazal basically said, what Rav Chaim HaKohen said, you can endanger a person's life, and there's no guarantees, that was said when the percentage of successes, rogue patients that are treated, are successful in the treatment. So if you have a rogue working, what?
55%,
51%. Yes, yes, yes. When you have over 50% people being successful in this treatment, and it's an FDA-approved type of treatment, that's when those gezeiros hakasuv kick in. But if, halacha lamasa, we're dealing where the majority of people, 70%, 80%, maybe even 90%, who undergo the treatment we're talking about now, which the Shavuos Yaakov was confronted with, 80, 90% of the people die. That's how dangerous this is. Not just die, you know, a couple of hours earlier than they were supposed to survive. Well, a person was going to live 48 hours and not could die on the operating table. Well, could die after taking your medicine with an allergic reaction within an hour. And 80%, 70%, 90% do not succeed. The lomdus are chayim koyim mikashin rishus l'rav for the rabbis is not so partially applied to that case. So that's why the Shmuz Yachal was asked the question. That's what makes it different from the whole sugya we went a couple of weeks ago. And that's why I ran quickly to Gemara Yomit to show you that even though chayisha is important, but to treat medically somebody, to marichayah, because over here they're pulling him out not to shorten his life. They're pulling him out to take away a little of the trauma and some of the pain, so he'll live a little longer. You know, maybe an hour or two. So over here, what they're doing in the extraction is not medical intervention that's going to shorten the life. It might be marach a little bit, the chayisha. But you're not going to save the person. And the chiddush is apple pk, you're cooking that fish and there for Shabbos. But now we come to the Ikud Gemara tonight's sugya. The Ikud Gemara is on page number 7. You believe it or not, the source that everybody uses, including the Shmuz Yaakov, to answer this question, is an explicit Gemara that very, very, very incredibly, incredibly, I would say, problematic. On Daf Chav Zayin Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and it stands with 7, A, B, and C. If you look at the page over here, Rabbi Isai, let me show you the Gemara and tell you the background and get into this very quickly, because I want to make sure I finish what I have to do tonight. In the time of the Gemara, there was no such thing as a governmental body supervising medical care. Not only wasn't there wasn't any governmental supervision and standards and things like that in the Shasa Gemara, but a good percentage of non-Jews were Abyssinian anti-Semites. And among the non-Jewish world, some of the biggest anti-Semites were medical personalities who loved to get a hold of Jewish patients, not to cure them, but now I can kill them and disguise what happened to them as a failure of a medical procedure I was doing for their benefit. So they can disguise what they're doing, not be accused of murder, because what can I do? I can't guarantee medically the surgery is going to work or the medicine is going to work, so it was a tremendous cover. So the Gemara said, under normal circumstances and those types of medinas without a government of religion with tremendous anti-Semitism, under normal conditions, a Jew should not go to such a doctor and put the life in danger, because, you know, there's a good percentage of the non-Jews who are doctors who are going to kill them, so what have you accomplished? So the Gemara says, Safech hai safech nes, that if there's a 50% chance they'll save you enough, and there's a 50% chance you won't even need them to survive without them, going to such a personality that there's a pretty strong certainty, or a rogue that they're going to try to kill you, so why are you putting yourself in danger to go to that person? But then the Gemara says, the Ika term that's going to get into tonight's shiur. And that is where you have quotation B. The Amara Reuchan said, Rav Yochanan, who was the Machaba of the Talmud Yerushalmi, the great Amaraic scholar of his time, the beginning of the Tufas Amaraim in Eretz Israel, says that im vaday nes, if you have a sickness that definitely you're going to die from, and there's no way of escaping it, there's 100% knowledge that this is going to cause you death, and you're coming close to death, if you do nothing, you're surely going to die very quickly. But there is a non-Jewish doctor that is known to be a super specialist in this area, and the reputation they have is that what you're sick and dying from, they have successfully cured other people in the past with their procedures and have saved them. So the question the Gemara says, in Vadai Nes, and going to this doctor, there's a suffix, whether he'll be able to treat you and cure you. Or he might end up not only not curing you, but killing you and make you die a little earlier. So you have Vadai Nes, the suffix, and the suffix over here, the way most poskim learn, is working against you. The mortality rate over here is very, very strong. But he has saved other people with the same illness, of the same severity in the past. Can I take the chance? So says Rav Yochanan the following. He says, Mes Vadai Misrapa Mehen, I can undergo cure from them. Ah, with the Chayesho that you have left, if you have done nothing, what about that? L'chaye Shah lo chashin. We're not worried about chaye Shah.
The lecture continues with part two.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.